This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Byrne. Now, in this day and age, there's all kinds of amazing technology, especially when it comes to your pets and your dog. My guests today have this great new product, and we're going to talk about how the technology of the future can come to your aid when you're freaking out about what is my dog doing, or what does he have, or what does she have. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Anthony Caspito and Arlu Gomez. They are both co-founders of Ask Mambo. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Michelle. Pleasure to be here.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited to have you. So I alluded in the beginning of the show that Ask Mambo is about technology and kind of gives it away when it says Ask Mambo, because it wouldn't be a phone. Who uses their phone to call anybody these days, right? We use it more for other stuff. So what is Ask Mambo and what inspired its creation?
Sure. So Ask Mambo is essentially a smart assistant to help people get closer to their dog. And what inspired it is basically baked right into the name, is Mambo. Mambo was our 13-year-old Shih Tzu. He was adopted. Amazing dog. We found him alone in a crate at an adoption event. We picked him up, fell asleep in our arms. This amazing little creature, best dog we ever had. And over time, you know, as things happen, dogs get a little bit older. He got sick. He had special needs that we had to take care of, something called Cushing's disease. He later developed issues with breathing, an enlarged heart, and eventually even a brain tumor. So over all that time, we wanted to make sure that we had the best quality time with him. And when he actually passed, we really sat back and we said, you know, he was such a special dog. We want to do something to honor him. And my background is in innovation, digital strategy, and AI. So what we really wanted to do is sort of an opportunity to humanize the AI process and develop a tool for dog parents to get closer to their dogs. So on Ask Mambo, you could essentially ask anything. And it's really a very conversational tool. You don't have to know prompt engineering or anything like that. It's very friendly. We built it with a personality that's, you know, half New York comedian and very friendly, and then a very, very steeped in, you know, medical information and everything that's available out there to the open API protocol. So, you know, a world of information on that side. And it brings it all together. And again, with the goal of really helping people get closer to their dogs, understand, you know, what those little tail wags mean, what those little funny, quirk little behaviors mean, in a way that we can really cuddle up a little bit closer.
Okay, I'm a big fan of AI. I use ChatGPT all the time. I don't use it as a substitute. I'm never going to have a ChatGPT friend.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. I don't know. Maybe I'm of older generation. I like live people or communicating with someone I know that's living and breathing.
For sure.
But I love the fact that there are so many options, you know, available when there weren't even 5 years ago. I had a situation once where it freaked me out. I didn't know what to do. Are you familiar with old dog disease? Sibular old dog disease?
Not under that name, no.
Well, maybe it has another name. I don't know. But it happens late at night to old dogs. I came home. My dog was faced the other way. His eyes were rolling in his head. He was shaking. And I didn't know what the heck to do. So that was very expensive vet appointment. And I heard that it only happens, you know, at night and this and that. And that could have been something that I reached out to technology for, even though with this one, I probably would have had to go to the, you know, uber expensive vet hospital, the nighttime vet hospital. But let's talk about what Ask Mambo can do to use, you know, the data or AI to help pet parents make better decisions. Not just maybe in obvious situations of anxiety, but just for general good decisions. And it might not always be in times of stressful health issues.
100%. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we say, you know, on the side when we're talking about it is it's not a replacement for a vet. Full stop. You know, it could augment information. It can give you additional information. It really serves as a guide. But if there's something that's going on with your dog, like the story that you shared, that's scary, right? When a dog is like having a seizure or there's something going on, absolutely, number one, get them to a vet, get an emergency professional on the phone for sure.
And what I also wanted to add, Michelle, was that being a dog parent, it is an emotional journey. And from the time the dog enters your life down to getting to know the dog, having the dog grow old with you, and finally when the dog is in its last years, it is an emotionally charged journey. And so what we thought was maybe with Ask Mambo, if it could give some kind of clarity, some kind of structure to the questions that dog owners have, even if they're silly. Like sometimes we wonder, do dogs dream? Or do dogs get jealous? And so these are topics that we can easily ask Mambo, and you easily go down this rabbit hole of a delightful exchange with the platform as to why dogs dream and why their tails wag a certain way. And I've spent hours on Ask Mambo laughing and just entertaining myself and getting to know behavioral traits of this creature sitting next to me on the couch. It's been actually quite fascinating.
Okay, thank you. What does Ask Mambo do differently than traditional vet hotlines? Because now we have a lot of, you know, AirVet and virtual vet capability with Google or even Dog GPT.
For sure. You know, it's essentially, it's a first line of defense, right? It's getting to know your dog over time. So initially, when you first sign up, we get the basics about your dog, and then it gets smarter with every single conversation. So, you know, over time, it gets to know what breed you have, the age of the dog. You can upload medical reports, vet reports, and it could translate it in plain English so you know what to worry about, what not to worry about. Really explains medical terms in a really easy to understand way. And again, we will do a handoff whenever it's something that's pressing or something that does sound like an emergency. We'll hand that user off. We'll recommend that they call their vet. There's a certain, you know, protocols in place to help them get there. But, you know, looking at the overall, like what does Ask Mambo do? What areas does it focus on? It's really kind of think about it in four journeys, right? It's everything from getting a dog, raising a dog, senior moments, you know, when they're starting to get a little bit older, and then also saying goodbye, you know, and we saw that with Mambo. That's a really sensitive time where there is not a lot of information out there. There's not a lot of guidance out there. So basically, Ask Mambo just takes everything that it knows about your dog, the best information that's publicly available out there, brings those two worlds together and kind of guides you through the process. What we're also doing that's, you know, different than a lot of different firms that are out there is we really believe in, again, helping dog parents get closer to their dog. You know, there's only so much you can do on a screen. So what we're doing is we're taking that experience off the screen and we're planning pack walks for 2026, where people come together in a community in New York, in California, and different areas, and they get out there in the fresh air, they get together, and they have some good old-fashioned community time as well. So it's, you know, it's off the screen community building, and then really that companionship online that's right there with you from the minute you say, I think we want to get a dog, what are we going to name it? All the way to, you know, we have to say goodbye. How do we memorialize him? How do we make it special? Like we lost Mambo, for example, on June 10th. And we've named June 10th Mambo Day. So every year on June 10th, we're going to do something a little special for Mambo. So it's just things like that. I mean, these dogs are so special and they mean so much to us. So we really wanted to kind of celebrate that.
And I think just to add, what we also are hearing from people who have used Ask Mambo is that they are enjoying the personality of the platform. And this is something that we've been very particular when we were building it out, that we wanted it to be a companion that also exuded kindness and compassion. We do realize that this technology is new. And so in many ways, the world is still trying to figure out how to make the best use of it. And this is our proposal, that we use the technology specific for dog owners, infused with the kindness and compassion that one would expect when dealing with our loved ones. And it looks like so far people are responding to the humor, the wit, and the generosity of compassion of the platform.
Okay, how does it differ from another similar AI-based platform like DogGPT?
Sure. Well, basically, we set it up, again, we really spent a lot of time building the persona. So it can be, it's very friendly, it's very, you know, engaging and warm. And then when it gets to anything serious, when it gets to something medical, you know, it's not jokey. It focuses specifically on the human side of it. And what I mean by that, it's very focused on keeping humans calm.
Which we need to be.
Yeah, right. I keep going back to Mama because it was such a gut-wrenching experience when he's having seizures. You know, this little thing is just having seizures, locked, frozen, staring off. You don't know what to do. You know, in moments like that. And then even when it's over and you're preparing for the future, like, what is this thing called Cushing's disease? How should I understand it? It's really focused on everything that it says. It goes through this filter of keeping humans calm because we know that we get worried. So it's a matter of really keeping people calm, knowing what to expect when it comes to medical things, and then also helping them really understand their dog in a different way. To the point Arlo mentioned before about things like a tail wag. You know, what does a tail wag mean? You know, and this is something that we even learned with Ask Mambo, with, you know, when it wags to the right, it's happy and confident. When it wags to the left, it's uncertainty or stress. You know, and those are little things, but then when you see your dog start to wag its tail, you know a little bit what kind of mood it's in. And that's something that's based in, it's based in science. It's based in academic research, papers that have come out. So it's not, we're not anthropomorphizing, but we're looking at what is the science, what is your dog's specific situation, and how can we communicate that in an effective, fun way to really, again, deepen that relationship.
Okay, we have to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem. But the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's carnivora.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to the founders of Ask Mambo, Anthony and Arlu. So, very interesting information in our first half. Here's something I'm curious about. What is the strangest question that's been asked on Ask Mambo?
Well, you know, I'll tell you.
I mean, dog parents are, there are a lot of strange ones. And then also I want to know, are you going to have cats as well?
You know, Michelle, we're laser focused on dogs. It's completely inspired from Mambo. You know, I've been a dog person my whole life. Arlu as well. We love cats. They're wonderful little creatures, but just a special place in our heart for dogs.
Okay, now let's get to the fun. What is the strangest question? Because people are really passionate about their dogs.
For sure. For sure. There's a couple of different levels of strangeness. Level one would be not that strange, but people, like, when they're naming their dog, right, they really kind of have to think about why is, what is it going to mean? What kind of personality? And people have all sorts of different quirks. One question was, I'm really into anime. And this is a user told us about this. I'm really into anime. What are some good anime names for my pug? So, you know, the Ask Mama came back, gave him some really good answers, and now it's Voltus 5, I think, is where they landed. So, you know, that's one.
What was the name?
Voltus 5, and that's, I'm not into anime either, but I know what it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, Voltus 5 is a cartoon series from the 80s.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, it's retro anime.
Okay.
And then the second level of strangeness are things like, you know, wondering about things that dogs do that are kind of strange. Like, for example, one time somebody did ask, why does my pug do the unspeakable with his poop? That's one of the ways they worded it. So, you know, why do they do things like that? And then that was more of a medical situation, but it comes back and it talks about, you know, there could be nutritional gaps, there could be boredom.
Wait, you're talking about eating their poop?
That's right.
Oh, all dogs do that. A lot of them do.
Sure.
That. It's not just pugs. I've had,
right.
Mine were mutts and they both did that. And it's gross, but
yeah,
the dog thing.
Yeah. So, you know, when you first see that, it's kind of jarring. It's something people that you don't really want to, you know, a little embarrassed to talk about. But, you know, again, it's bringing things like that to light and saying, hey, it's not the end of the world. It's very common. Here's some of the specific reasons for it. You know, so a lot of things like that. And then, you know, just questions about why does my dog, you know, why does he sit a certain way? Why does he wink at me? Things like that.
Michelle, one of the my recent interactions with Ask Mambo, it was very personal. And I guess shifting gears a bit, because of course, Matthew was mentioning anime names, there's a lightness to it. But there was one, we have another dog, Murph, and he's 14. He's also a rescue. He's a Shih Tzu Maltese mix. And just after Mambo passed, there was something in his behavior that we noticed that whenever we'd leave the house, we'd be walking back to our door, and right outside, we'd hear howling. And until we realized that it was Murph howling while we were gone. And we've had Murph for 10 years, and we've never heard him exhibit, we've never seen him exhibit this behavior. And so, you know, we just went to ask Mubba, and we said, hey, Murph seems to be howling, and we don't know why. And after a bit of some questions, it was revealed that dogs do grieve, and that since Murph and Mambo were together 24/7, that Murph was also probably going through his own grieving process. And that for us was something that, you know, we don't really think about pet grieving, but in this case, we were convinced that him missing Mambo, there's now a vacuum in his life. And so now it makes us more responsive to him. We've been taking him on longer walks. We've been including him whenever we're in the bedroom or wherever we are, we have Murph with us. And so it just made us a little more cognizant of how we are post Mambo's passing.
And what to do. Like, now we know, you know, we could leave the radio on, the TV on for him a little while. We get him a lick mat so he's a little distracted when we go. And then we come back. So it's really helped. And that was something that was really a shock. I mean, Murph had never made those sounds before. So it's just so interesting to see the parallels between dogs and humans. Of course, they're completely different beings, but there are certain similarities that, you know, from a heart perspective kind of tie us together.
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk about seasonal risks. So we're recording right before the holiday season in 2025. We probably won't be posted to even closer to the holiday season holiday season, we always say it means like November, December, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas time, or winter break. But what there's also other times of holidays, like fireworks and when people are traveling. How does Ask Mambo help pet parents during those times?
Sure. So a couple of different ways. One is explicit, one's implicit. So by implicit, when somebody can go on there and they can ask questions based on the time of year, you know, the holidays are coming up, 4th of July, great example, you know, looking at a thunder jacket, does that kind of thing help? And then also like around the holidays, there's a lot of food around. People are always asking, what can my dog eat this? Can my dog eat that? What happens if my dog swallows tinsel? You know, those sorts of questions come up. So those are the ways in. So like, you know, implicitly and then explicitly, we also have a newsletter called Dog People that's going to be starting to come out in December of this year. And for that, it comes out monthly, and that we basically deal with the questions that are coming up related to that month. So if there's a holiday around that month, and then also, you know, change of season when it gets really hot out. If you have a pug and it's, you know, it's August, there are certain things that you really have to be aware of. Again, same thing on the flip side. If you have a small dog, short hair, and it's the winter, obviously certain things to be concerned with there in terms of bringing them out. Little tips and tricks, little hacks. If your dog hates the rain and you happen to live in Seattle, it rains all the time.
Yeah. Or South Florida, or Florida in general, but especially the South, except this year has been dry.
Yeah.
Much yeah. Not a rainy hurricane season. But yeah, so you have seasonality coming up in your newsletter. Let's talk about this. What is, because I have some more questions I want to ask before we run out of time. What is the one thing that pet parents think they know, but they get wrong?
That's a really good question. I think a lot of it has to do with when they first get a dog. And they think, oh, we're going to wing it. You know, it'll be fine. How difficult can it be? I've heard that more times than I'd like to admit. And, you know, there is a lot to it, especially if you have kids, especially if you have another dog. Then there's crate training, and you need a crate training plan. That's something actually that Ask Mambo creates, like for a crate training or training. It could be day by day, hour by hour, month by month, whatever is needed to build a specific plan for something like crate training, but also for meal planning. And when you first get a puppy too, you know, there's a lot of times that they have to be sleeping. You have to get them up, get them outside, take them for a walk. Like having an assistant for all of those things really makes a lot easier. You know, my sister has had tons of dogs, just got a puppy, and Ask Mambo has been helping her. And she said, you know, it's really been a godsend, because otherwise she wouldn't know what to do with this dog that's constantly always needing something. It's like a baby. You know, you think, oh yeah, how difficult could it be? But it can be pretty difficult.
Right. And there's another thing, Michelle, that dog owners tend to overlook or not give much importance to, and that is the nonverbals of their pets. There was one time where Murph was sitting on the couch, and one afternoon I just looked over at him, and I noticed that it almost looked like he was winking at me. And so at first I thought maybe there was an irritation in his eye, but he was totally comfortable. And so I checked Ask Mambo, and apparently dogs communicate even with small blinks and winks, that it was his way of just looking at me and saying, hey, I'm okay. I'm fine chilling here. So there are a lot of nonverbals that could be very informative for dog owners that Ask Mambo can help them decode.
Okay, thanks. And you know what? By the way, I know you don't do cats, but they say cats, if you stare at their eyes and they like close one, they don't blink. They're not that fast, but they do like a little slow shut. That's supposed to be them saying they love you.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that and read that a few times. My other show is Catitude, so see why I ask about cats? Even
for
though
sure.
I started always having dogs, now I have a cat crew. Okay, so let's talk about the future of pet wellness. What would you say the future of pet wellness looks like with tools like Ask Mambo?
Sure. You know, I'm so excited to be living in the times that we're living in, right? Because if this question was asked 30 years ago, 40 years ago, we would have some pretty limited answers, right?
Well, we had no internet, so.
Right. Phone-based assistant?
Oh, 94 it started, right? 98 got more prevalent, right?
For sure. So, I mean, the web came in, mobile, and, you know, and looking at AI now, which is just completely disrupting everything. And I really see it through the lens of how can technology humanize the experience of having a dog? How can, and that's why our mission truly is helping people get closer to their dogs. So what that means is as AI gets better and as the functionality gets deeper, our focus is always going to be figuring out ways that it could, you know, strengthen that bond and build that bond. So for us, you know, it's looking at AI as a tool that can be part of the overall mission of Ask Mambo. Like I mentioned, we're doing things with AI, but also we have, you know, these community meetups and these events that really do bring people together, you know, Shih Tzu meetups in Central Park. I mean, it's just something so special about that. And then also other technology that's out there has been incredible. Like you look at smart collars, you look at things you could attach to your dog if they happen to get lost. So, you know, technology, you know, in and of itself, is interesting, but when you look at it through the lens of how it could actually help your dog and your relationship with them, that's what gets us excited.
Right. And this for us is a very unique opportunity, given the newness of this technology, that since we're dabbling in technology that is still growing rapidly, we felt our roles, in this case, are stewards of the technology. We're going to bring this to a place where we feel it's going to help humans in general. And by that, I mean technology that is kind, technology that is compassionate, technology that has that has genuine heart. And that is what we're trying to instill in Ask Mambo, so that people using the platform feel the love.
Like when we started off, I mean, I'm a big fan of AI. I don't think AI should replace people. You know, like I don't like the fake AI actress that they built, and people shouldn't use that as a cheat. You know, you're cheating yourself if you're not learning something. But to educate and to inform, you know, I think it's fantastic. And to help you work and take care and facilitate things, you know, in a better way. Yes, of course. Where do you see Ask Mambo, say, in 5 years?
You know, I really see it being part of an overall, you know, community, again, that connects people off the screen and online as the go-to resource from the day somebody says, hey, let's get a dog. Again, helping you throughout that whole process, raising that dog, you know, dealing with the dog getting older, and then you know, saying goodbye to that dog. So really throughout the whole life cycle of the dog, being there to help them. You know, one thing we didn't mention is it's what they call multimodal in AI, meaning that people can upload a photograph. So people can take a picture of their dog and do a vibe check. You know, how does Mambo seem right now? Does he seem happy? Does he seem healthy? Does he seem relaxed? Does he seem like he's in pain? You know, so again, the technology will only get better, but we're always going to be looking for ways to leverage that technology that in ways that connect you and a deeper way to your dog.
Okay, thanks. What is the one thing you would want every pet parent that is listening today to do to improve their dog's quality of life?
Really understand the dog's breed and understand your realistic lifestyle and how you can give that dog the best life possible day in and day out. Not only for the basics in terms of, you know, diet, nutrition, and health, but happiness. How can you really make sure that your dog is happy? And what are some of the different things that you can do, tangibly to make that a reality?
Okay, thanks. So, gentlemen, first of all, how can listeners get started with Ask Mambo? And where do they go to find Ask Mambo?
Sure thing. It's very simple. Just go to askmambo.com and you can sign up right there. And we start with the most important piece of information, the dog's name. So, right, we get the dog's name first, then a couple of other questions. And then right from there, you're in. And you could start using Ask Mambo immediately. And again, it's basic questions, normal language. You don't have to structure it in any way. It's very conversational.
Yeah, so this would be the perfect time to ask questions you've always wanted to ask about your dogs and have fun.
Okay, thank you so much.
Basically, what we wanted to say was that Ask Mambo is built not just with code, but with love. I think we keep going back to our relationship with Mambo and how having a dog just enriched our lives many times over. And so with Ask Mambo and giving the clarity to dog parents, we hope that they too can feel the same way with their dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to thank both of you. Thank you, Anthony and Arlu, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about Ask Mambo. I so appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. It was great having us here.
The pleasure is ours.
I hope you all enjoyed the show. Please go check out AskMambo.com. I want to thank my guests, Anthony and Arlu, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and talking about Ask Mambo. Thanks to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. I will be asking about Charlie on Ask Mambo, but my cat crew keeps me inspired. Thanks to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I so appreciate everything you do, and thank you for your listenership. And of course, the show would not be the same without the magic of Mark Winter for doing all he does to make every show sound amazing. And hey, keep listening. You never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.